Job 32, 2 and 3. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled, because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled, because they found no answer, and yet had condemned Job. Someone new is introduced in this chapter, Elihu. Apparently he has been a listener while Job and his friends debate. Their ongoing dialogue angers Elihu on two counts. Job has justified himself, while his friends condemn and offer no answers. Though we understand Job's argument about his standing before God, the length and fevered pitch of his defense become problematic. Job sounds at times like he believes God is in the wrong. His friends have a more obvious issue. They start out well, but begin to speak where they have no knowledge, condemning Job without evidence. Elihu will have a lot to say in following chapters. He will help to resolve some confusion from previous chapters. Job 32, 2 and 3. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled, because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled, because they found no answer, and yet had condemned Job.